So just to start things off, Glenn, because we're going to completely shoot the breeze, we're going to go completely ad-libbed. We've not planned anything. I haven't got any questions for you. We're going to go completely old school. I just want to start off by reading something.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so let's have a little look. A few weeks ago, so about a week and a bit ago, I phoned you up, Glenn, just to find out something. And then I got this weird text from you. It said, "Sorry about that, mate. Jackie wanted a light up in her room and it messed up the electric because the room is up in the loop. Love you." Heart,
Oh.
heart, 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 heart.
You know, the reason for that, Andy, is because I'm so used to sending love you at the end of the texts with Jackie.
Right. And then you sent me another text message on Monday saying, "Hi, my love. I'm home safe. Don't forget to show this around." And then you sent me a picture of Jackie.
Asleep.
And then you sent me the words, "Love you." So, Glenn, what is going on?
What's going on is I've been clumsy with the texts.
I
I'm
thought you
sending
were.
you the texts that's going to Jackie.
I thought you were just missing me, Glenn.
Oh. No, I'm not like that, Andy.
This is episode 80 of the UK's number one retro gaming podcast, The Retro Asylum. I'm your host, Andy Godoy, and joining me today, Glenn. You're leaving us, mate. You're leaving us.
Yeah, well, what I tell you, the last few months have been a complete life changer for me. It's all sorts have happened in my life, and God, I don't know where to begin.
All right, so let's, I don't know, backtrack a little bit. For some of our newer listeners, Glenn, some of them might not know who you are. So let's go all the way right back to the beginning. So before even the Retro Asylum podcast, me and Glenn used to record in a podcast called 1HMPS Retro. But even before that, Glenn was one of our listeners to a podcast I used to do, which was 1HMPS, the 1 hour monthly podcast show. And I just sent out a message saying one day, is there anyone listening to this podcast? And you replied.
Yes. Well, I enjoyed listening to the podcast where you and Phil did. And I found it like it cheered me up because back in those days, it was different for me because how should I explain this? It was like listening to two people having a chat, having a laugh. And the stories that you and Phil were talking about, it just made me laugh and it made me smile.
Yeah, so then eventually we got talking, we, you know, talked on Xbox, we played retro games. And then, you know, I decided that I'd do the 1HMPS podcast. And then I thought, that's not good enough. And then I came back and then I thought, I need Glenn to do this podcast. And you appeared on the second episode of the Retro Asylum podcast. But I don't think without you, Glenn, we would have been as popular, you know, just doing the podcast, if it had just been me and Dean. Don't get me wrong, Dean's absolutely amazing, you know, doing the podcast, you know, he's got his own character, but you brought like a warmth, like a childlike quality to the podcast because, you know, you had your enthusiasm, you know, you got loads of things wrong, but people always forgave you for that because they just thought, it's Glenn, you know?
Well, I think the reason is because I must bring some kind of sense of humour into the podcast. Like, there's lots of people out there who knows the stuff and knows everything, but there's one thing they don't really have is a sense of humour and a way to make people smile when they listen. Yeah. And I think that's the kind of quality I did have.
Oh, completely, Glenn, because, I mean, I always thought, like, when we were doing the podcast, I was sort of like the guy that could just talk nonstop, you know, so I was the mouth, and Dean was sort of like, I don't know.
Name the game, man.
He was sort of like the retro gaming thing. He knows quite a lot of stuff, so he was the knowledge, and you were just like the heart, you were the enthusiastic sort of energy of the Retro Asylum podcast. And I don't know, how many podcasts did we record, Glenn?
Altogether?
Yeah, between, you know, me and you, ooh, maybe about 30, 40, something like that.
I don't know, quite a lot.
So, I mean, before I find out from you exactly why you're leaving, Glenn, it's like, what's your journey been like with the podcast? Have you missed it?
I've kind of, like, missed what I've done. But at the same time, I have all sorts of stuff in my life that's been happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that has, like, taken over my life. And that's been my main focus in my life.
Okay.
So what I feel like at the moment, Andy, is I feel like I talked about everything I wanted to talk about over the years when I did all these podcasts. Yeah. And now I feel like now that I talked about everything I wanted to talk about.
You know what, Glenn? I completely understand that, mate. I totally, because sometimes, and I'll be completely honest, Glenn, sometimes when I do the podcast, sometimes I think, I just keep on repeating myself. I keep on doing the same things again. I talk about Dizzy. I talk about Street Fighter 2. And I've done a lot, you know. I've talked about certain games. I've tried new things. And sometimes I think, have I done everything? But I don't know. Part of me thinks, no, there's always more to say. So what have you been your favourite episodes, Glenn, then? So I just want to find out.
Oh, but I have loads of favourite episodes. I love the one that you did with the Oliver twins.
Mm-hmm.
I've loved that one. That was a great episode. And, you know, there's been plenty of great episodes that me and you did, like the one we did, the Mega Drive versus the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
And we went through, like, a list of Super Nintendo and Mega Drive games, and we talked about which one was better and what was the better system, and really our conclusion at the end, we're both just as good.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
what I remembered.
Yeah, no, totally agree with you, mate. I mean, the one thing I did want to clear up in this podcast, this isn't rehearsed, this is completely ad-libbed, and some of our newer listeners are thinking, oh, they're just rambling on, but Glenn has been such a big part of the Retro Asylum podcast, and then a few weeks ago, you know, I was just finding out to see if you're okay, and you said that you were leaving us, and I'm like, oh, gosh, no. So I thought, let's have our heart-to-heart on the podcast, find out what you've been up to, find out what you're leaving, find out what's been going on in your life, all the games that you've played, your gaming room, and anything like that is basically what I want to find out. And like I said, this is completely unstructured. You know, we're going to just go with the flow. So it's slightly different to the podcast we're doing now. But what I want to do is take it back to the way it used to be when we first started. Because that's one thing I've noticed, Glenn. It's gotten too serious now. I remember we used to have a laugh, you know?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, at one time, you know, I just used to say things from my head. But yeah, as time went along, I had to research more games, play some games I've not played before, and I do all sorts of stuff. And I'm finding out that I've talked about all the games I loved and know about, and I'm getting to games where I didn't really play much of, and I have to research it and play it. And some games I find all right, some games I like, but at the end of the day, if it starts to become a bit of a chore,
yeah,
it feels like I'm going to work. I've got enough work things to do in my life.
Totally understand, mate. So, I mean, what have you thought then of, like, you've enjoyed going, because you've been right there from the beginning, you've gone to these retro gaming events with us, you started seeing when we started getting really, really popular, you know? What have been your favourite events that you've been to?
Oh, probably my favourite event was the one in Wolverhampton.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I loved about that one is, you know, we went round and looked at all the game systems. And what I loved all the stalls. It was like a market. It was a retro games market. I've never seen so many stalls. And just all the stuff that's for sale, all the unique retro stuff. And stuff I've not seen for years, like for sale, like in a shop. And I really enjoyed that. And as well, when we finished, do you remember that Nintendo music, that Game Boy music that were playing in the other room? And we're like, let's go into the other room. And when we went to the other room, we started chatting about retro games and talk about all sorts of stuff. And I really enjoyed that night.
It was amazing. And plus, you got to meet one of the Oliver twins as well.
Oh, yes, I could not forget that. I met the Oliver twins. And I never thought in my life, playing Dizzy games, I loved Dizzy games as a kid, I ever thought I'd meet one of the Oliver twins.
It's amazing though, Glenn, because it's amazing for me to meet them as well. It's amazing when I recorded with them, but you're slightly younger than me. You know, how old are you now? You're 29 or 30?
Oh, I'm 30 now. I'm the big 3-0 now. I joined you a lot now.
Yeah, you're all grown up now, Glenn, you know.
The 30s.
Exactly. But when you started first playing the C64, you played Dizzy. You used to refer to him as Humpty Dumpty.
Oh, Humpty Dumpty. I didn't know what his name was. I just think, oh, I played Humpty Dumpty. I just love this big egg jumping around.
It said it on the cover and on the title screen.
I was dyslexic.
I know that feeling, mate. I know that feeling. So, yeah, I mean, have you been listening to any of the podcasts, or have you just been too busy going out and about, gallivanting, doing whatever you're doing?
Like you said, been busy going out, buying houses, buying decor for houses, all sorts of stuff, dealing with fees and all sorts of stuff. And Jackie, since she's moved in, she's been like, I like to do this and do that with the house. And so I've been going out and doing... buying things for the house and sorting stuff out for the house. You know, the house has become the hobby now.
No, I completely understand, mate. I mean, so like, is that what you've been doing then since last time you recorded a podcast? Because you got engaged, and I remember I gave you a Sega Mega Drive as an engagement present.
Oh, yes. And, yeah, I got a games room now, Andy.
Okay, so do you actually get to use it now, Glenn, or is it just there as like a little museum?
It's mainly a museum. It's mainly a museum that's under construction.
Right, okay.
Because it's got an awful blue wallpaper up. So when you walk in, it's dark.
Yeah.
So what my plan is to paint the whole room white and just put my game systems out. And I also got... what do they call it? It's like a picture, a canvas. Yeah, I got a canvas of Bubble Bobble and a canvas of Outrun.
Wow.
And I ordered from America. It's a proper plastic sign, and it says Nintendo on. It looks really well made. It looks professionally done. And also got a Sega sign. And funny enough, that's just came the other day. And that looks absolutely brilliant.
And what have you done with the Oliver Twins signed photograph that I gave you?
Well, I'm going to be putting that up in the games room.
Ah, I thought as much. I was just wondering if you had left it at your parents' house.
I still have it. Do you know, people, I know it's sad me leaving the podcast, but, you know, when my games room's done, you know, I post pictures up on the forum and people can have a look and see what the end result is.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, loads of people, Glenn, I put stuff on Twitter and loads of people are really, really sad that you're going because, again, like I said, we've got loads of new listeners now, but back in the day, we've got loads of listeners that started right back from the beginning. Like, we've got one particular listener, actually, called Harmont on Twitter, and him and his wife used to love listening to you together, basically, you know. They used to listen to the podcast, and they used to love especially the ones that you were on, you know. So when this comes out this Friday, him and his wife will be listening to this podcast to say their goodbyes to you, basically.
Oh, that's nice. I'm really glad that people enjoyed listening to me over the years. And I'm so glad that I can entertain people and make people happy. You know, that really gives me a kick, that.
How did you find it? Because you were one of the most popular sort of like hosts of the Retro Asylum, because everywhere we went, Glenn, to all these events, people are always coming up to us and saying, are you Glenn or where's Glenn? And like me and Dean always felt a little bit sort of like, I don't know, it's like, hey, we're here, guys. And, yeah, you know, people are always asking about you.
Just say you two are really interesting and funny to listen to as well, you know. Oh, dear. You know, I was actually on the internet today, and I found a quite interesting, like, little topic. Somebody put on Facebook an Amstrad CPC and a game. What's the first game that comes in your head?
Mm-hmm.
So what would be your first game that comes in your head, Andy?
I'd probably say, oh, God, first game is off my head, Chase HQ.
That'd be a good one.
What did you put?
Double Dragon.
Why Double Dragon? It wasn't very good.
I just put a Double Dragon for some reason. That's just the first game that played in my head. Well, Double Dragon was good for it, I suppose.
All right, then. So you've come out with this little game then. So I'm going to make up a little game on the spot, Glenn, right? All right, so I'm going to mention some names of consoles, and you give me a name of a game. And explain why you've chosen that game. You've got 3 seconds to choose it from. Right, so first of all, Glenn, I'm going to go for the C64.
Quick Snacks.
Glenn.
That's just the first game in my head. I have to say that for the last time.
Yeah, my God, Quick Snacks. Well, I think there will be a little tribute on the cover art of Quick Snacks for you, Glenn, just for you, mate. But honestly, mate, you're so disillusional. It's like the world's worst game, and you love it for some reason. The Spectrum version is so much better.
So I got another system.
All right, so let me pick a system for you, mate. No, let me pick a system, because this is all about you. All right, Sega Mega Drive.
Mega Drive, Sonic 2.
Sonic, why Sonic 2?
Because that's my favourite Sonic game.
Really? Yep. Okay.
I did like Sonic 1, but I think Sonic 2 was just that bit better. I like Sonic 2.
I agree with you. I think Sonic 1 was fantastic. I love the music. I think it's amazing. It's amazing what they did. But the level design, it's not quite as good, because Sonic's all about running fast, and then you reach the later levels of Sonic, and then you really have to slow down the pace by, like, the underwater ones. So it really stops, you know, that fast nature of the game, whereas Sonic 2 was really good. You could go all around, explore, and still go fast. Okay, then, so let's think of another console, then. Off the top of my head, I'm going to go for Super Nintendo.
Super Mario World.
Why Mario World, then?
Oh, that's one of my favourite Mario games. It's just... it's probably, to me, it's like the Sonic 2 of the Mega Drive. It's just...
mm-hmm.
It's just the way the game was designed. It had all sorts of secret passages and different ways. And I actually, when I first played it as a kid... I actually went through the Star World, and I ended up at the end of the game. We had completing half the levels.
And that was the beauty of the game, was you could finish it, and then there was still so much to explore. I think it had 95 or 96 levels. And I tell you what, it's difficult now compared to, back then I used to find it so easy. I can't even get off the first couple of levels now without dying all the time.
Especially when you get to the ghost house. You're like, where's it supposed to go? Because you know if you follow to the end, you just end up back at the same place each time.
All right, so let's think of another little console handheld I think I'll go for this time. The Game Boy.
Oh, Tetris.
Why Tetris, then?
Because when I got the Game Boy, that was the first game I ever played. And I always remember that song. It's always, it's ingrained back in my head. It's in my head, that du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du-
fact for our new listeners, some of our old listeners will know this, but your mum was really good at this game, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah, she was. She'd got the rocket. And I remember my mum came over to me and she said, oh, Glenn, I got a rocket. And you saw this little rocket take off.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever got a rocket? I've never done it.
My mum's generally not good with games, but she liked Tetris.
But I think that's what made Tetris so popular, because anyone could pick up the Game Boy and play it. And Tetris was so easily accessible that it was for kids, it was for adults, it was for teenagers. And that's what the appeal to the Game Boy was. It was just simple. It was fun, you know?
Oh, it was a fun game, Andy. I did like that.
All right, so let me go for another question for you then. Favourite arcade game?
Favourite arcade game? I've got to say Outrun.
Outrun? What is it about Outrun that you like then?
Outrun, I just remember as a kid, used to go to the arcade in Spain, and there, in this hot room, there was a machine, and it was Outrun, and I remember used to put like a few pesetas in, it was pesetas then, and just play Outrun all the time. I just find it fantastic, brilliant game.
Let me think one more question. Okay, favourite PS1 game?
Oh, that's a hard one, because I never really had a PS1. I've got to say Resident Evil.
Okay, yes, good one. Why Resident Evil?
Because I found a game really cheesy acting, but I can forgive that for the horror and the clues and the... Somehow it all worked. It's hard to explain, but it's a really... I find it a really great game.
Do you like the GameCube version?
The GameCube version is a brilliant version. I don't know, have you played that one, Wendy?
I've got it, Glenn. I've got it. But you know what it is? One of my friends, Dan, who I used to go to school with, I talked to him about that. And he's like, oh, you should play it. But the thing is, the older I get, the less time I have to play a certain type of game. And Resident Evil is the sort of game that you've got to go to hear. It does. You've got to explore here, go and collect this, go backtrack, go and do this, go and do that. And I have not got the time to do that. So this is why I prefer, say, Resident Evil 4, where it's more arcade-like, more run gun. And that's probably my favourite out of the Resident Evil series.
And Resident Evil on GameCube is actually slightly different compared to the one on the PlayStation, because of some of the level set outs and of the house was different.
Yeah.
So some of the stuff were the same, but some of the stuff around the house was just completely different.
All right. One more question when it comes to of the spur of the moment, then. N64, favourite game?
It got to be Mario 64.
Why Mario 64, Glenn?
Because I never actually owned a Nintendo 64.
You didn't?
And I remember the reason why I think Mario 64 straight away in my head is because I remember, do you remember a program years ago called Bad Influence?
Yeah, with, who was it? Andy Crane,
yeah, I remember that.
Violet Berlin.
Yeah, I remember watching that. I remember this is back in the days where the Super Nintendo Mega Drive were the thing. And I remember saying, look what's coming soon from Nintendo. And I saw Mario in 3D. And I went, wow. This is coming soon on Nintendo's new console. I went, how could they do that? That looks absolutely amazing. And I remember my cousin bought Mario a Nintendo 64, and I remember playing it, and I thought, wow, graphics couldn't get any better than this. Well, they have now.
No, of course. Have you played it recently, then, Mario 64?
Well, Jackie has it on her Wii.
Okay.
A Nintendo Wii downstairs, and I played it. And, yeah, the graphics have aged, but I think at the time, just to say the game was made in 1996, I think it was a really good game.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Mario 64, because it's one of my favourite games ever. And, I thought I'd give it a go recently. My wife went away to her mum's a few weeks ago, and I decided to get the N64 out and play Mario 64. Now, not only did I find the game a lot tougher than I remember it, there were certain things I didn't quite like that have aged about it. Don't get me wrong, Glenn, it's a fantastic game. It was groundbreaking, but what I thought the camera was really annoying, you know. But back then I didn't notice it,
but now I do. You can alter the camera, can you, in the game by pressing, I think it is the D-pad. I might be wrong, everybody.
You've got the four yellow C's. Yeah. You can change it, but sometimes the camera gets stuck and you can't really rotate it the other way. So it's just really annoying. It's one of the things that, you know, like really, like when I was playing it now, certain angles it would get stuck. But you know what? It's still a great game. If you can get like from the right angle, it's pretty good.
Yeah, what I find is, it was an early days of 3D games. And I can really forgive it for that. Because it's no excuse if it's today's games. Because the 3D games are alright, have been out forever. But really, they started to really come out in the mid to late 90s. So we had a good, like, almost 20 years of it almost now. Because could you believe, next year, Andy, 2015, Sony PlayStation came out 20 years ago.
That's incredible, though.
Remember when that first came out, and I was just about leaving primary school, and I just can't believe it. It's that long ago. It's just like yesterday to me.
Yeah. So I was going to say to you, Glenn, then, do you still play games then? Like your any retro machines, or do you play any modern consoles now? Now you've been, you know.
Well, I got to tell you a few little things now. I got a games room, and I got this Commodore Amiga. I got this Amiga 1200. Yeah. And what I like about the Amiga 1200, you can actually copy games onto the disc. Not really supposed to do that, but hey, it's my last podcast. have you ever heard of a game called Hugo the Troll?
It rings a bell. Who was that by?
I think it was made by a Dutch company. Now, I am a bit younger than you, Andy. Do you remember a program called What's Up, Doc? It used to be a Saturday morning program on ITV.
Sounds familiar.
It was called What's Up, Doc, and they used to have these two wolves, Bro and Bro, and that had Andy Crane in it as well.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember it.
And part of the show, they used to have this part where the kids could ring up and they could use the the tone on the mobile telephone, and they could play Hugo the Troll.
Yeah.
So there was this level where Hugo's like on a train track, and he's like going down this train track, and he has to collect these bags of gold, and it comes up on the screen, press the 6 on your telephone or the 4, whatever, I can't remember where they are, and he moves into different tracks, and he has to get to the end of the level without being hit by a train. That's a game I'd be playing on the Amiga, and for Amiga 1200, that looks really good, that game. Took ages to load. It was on like 8 discs.
That's incredible.
The discs 8 times, it looked a really great game on the Commodore Amiga. And I also played a game. Do you remember a game called Soccer Kid?
Yeah, was that on the Sega Mega Drive? Yeah. Or on the Amiga, did you say?
That was on the Amiga, but I believe it was also on the Sega Mega Drive.
Yeah.
And you're this kid with this football, and you have to save this World Cup from these enemies. This kid running down with this football, they've got to kick the football at these enemies and destroy the enemies. And I got to download the Chaos Engine as well.
Oh, yeah, amazing game, yeah. It's just the music, the atmosphere in that game is just really, really good. It's one of those games, Glenn, that I only ever played it on the Mega Drive, but when I played it on the Mega Drive back in the day, it was just like another shooter. It just looked average. But then recently, I've played it on an Amiga emulator, and the music is phenomenal.
The
atmosphere
is brilliant.
Yeah, and it really just comes to life on its own, you know, on an Amiga. But on the Mega Drive, they just couldn't do it justice, really.
Yeah, the Amiga sound chip was absolutely amazing. You know, that Amiga's produced some great music. Have you ever played a game called Mr. Nuts on the Amiga?
Was that the one done by Ocean?
Yes, it was done by Ocean. You're right there, Andy. But they released the Mega Drive and the Super Nintendo version, but I didn't like their versions. The Amiga version was different, and I like the Amiga version a lot better. Check it out, Andy. It's actually a really good game. You probably think it's a Sonic ripoff, and probably it is, really.
But you've got a thing for Sonic ripoffs, haven't you, though? You quite like Bubsy the Bobcat.
Do you know, I am going to do a last video on YouTube, and I have actually recorded me playing Bubsy the Bobcat, and I have actually said what you said. They said a lot of people think this game's a Sonic ripoff, and do you know what? You're right, everyone's right, but there's something about this game I really liked. To me, when I was a kid, I wanted a Sega Mega Drive, but because my brother said, no, none of my friends have got a Mega Drive, they buy a Super Nintendo. So Bubsy the Bobcat for me was a Sonic substitute at the time, even though he did die easy.
Yeah, but I mean, there were better rip-offs on the Amiga. I mean, you had Zool. I always thought Zool was better than Bubsy.
Yeah, I did like Zool. I did play that on the Amiga at the time. But I played it, but I don't think I played it enough to mention a lot about that particular game.
Or even games like RoboCod, you know?
Oh, RoboCod, yeah. Do you know, what I found surprising recently, there was even a Commodore 64 RoboCod 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually played that, and that was actually all right.
Do you get much chance to play on your C64, or is that, again, like just sat there gathering dust sort of thing?
Well, most of my games in the retro games rooms gathering dust, I'm only finding little bits and bats of time to play retro games now and again. The main focus, like I said, is being on the house, but there's a slight guilty little pleasure that I have to mention to you, and I don't know if you found this out.
Go on, tell me. Well, you haven't got an arcade machine, have
you? No, it's probably something even worse for retro people.
Go on, then.
Well, I've been, going to bed, going to sleep, and I've been dreaming about a certain thing 3 times. And I'm not going to mention the thing yet. And one night, I just searched for it on eBay, and I found it.
Right.
And I just put watch. I think I watched that. And I remember putting the phone down, and Jackie got into bed, and I was laying next to Jackie in bed, and suddenly my phone went, bing, bing, bing. And Jackie went, what's that? I picked up the phone, and I says, it's this particular thing. he says, I've been dreaming about this. Shall I get it? And Jackie went, go on, bid for it. Put a bid down. I put a bid down, and guess what? I won it. And do you know what it is? Can you guess what it is?
All right, give me three guesses, Glenn. Give me three guesses. All right, I want to go for a Vectrex.
No.
Right, so let's think. It's not a Vectrex. Let's go for a Virtual Boy.
No.
An Amiga CD32?
No.
Wow, what did you get then, Glenn?
You were completely cold, Andy. A PlayStation 4.
Oh my God, really?
Yes, I got a PlayStation 4 downstairs.
Oh my God, okay.
Completely inappropriate thing to buy, but have you ever had a moment, Andy, in your life where you buy something without thinking about it, really, and think, oh gosh, is it inappropriate, but I've been wanting one.
Yeah, all the time, Glenn. Pretty much every week I treat myself to something I shouldn't do, considering I'm skint, you know?
And I mentioned this very quick because it's a modern podcast. I've been playing this game called Knack, this like thing that's like built up into bricks and you've got to destroy things. And I actually found that a pretty good game, but give it time, you see better games come out for it.
Oh no, definitely. So, how many more retro systems have you got since we've started doing the podcast now? How many systems do you reckon you own?
I've got to tell you something. My friend, he's actually got an Amstrad CPC, and he lives in a very small one-bedroom flat. And he said to me, Glenn, it's gathering dust in my flat. Do you want it? And I went, oh yeah, sure. So in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be going around to his house. I'm going to be picking up his Amstrad CPC. And I tell you, he has boxes and boxes and boxes full of games.
Oh, wow, mate.
And it works and all because I went round and tried it. It plugged everything in, even the big colour TV set. Thank God it's not green. And, yeah, it works. Works brilliantly.
Well, that's fantastic, mate. That's fantastic. So which games are you looking forward to playing on the Amstrad, then?
Oh, he has all sorts of games on the Amstrad. I'd like to see what some of the Amstrad games were like compared to the Commodore 64. Like, I remember he loaded up Dizzy, and I think Dizzy did run pretty well. It looks like the Commodore 64 version, but I did play a bit of Dizzy on it. But yeah, I'll be getting that in the next few weeks, and it's got a spot in the games room for it.
All right, anyway, Glenn, I've got to talk a little bit more quieter now, so you've got to do most of the talking. I do apologise to our listeners. It's just like my baby's asleep upstairs, so it's kind of hard for me to record the podcast, so I'm going to have to talk a bit quieter, but it all level out itself on the thing. But yeah, so are you going to go to any of these events, Glenn?
At these events? Well, I'm not 100% guaranteeing yet. It depends on money. I might be coming to the one in Blackpool. But I'll probably be going to the one in Manchester. In Manchester. That'd be sometime later on in the year. I think those are Play Expos, those ones. Which ones will you be going to, Andy?
Well, we're doing part of the tour. We've already done the one at Geek, which was in Margate, which was fantastic. You know, we performed a live show, went really, really well. You know, I don't know if you've seen the video on YouTube, but it was a real great success. You know, went really well. We've got the next one at Play Expo in Blackpool. And then after that, we've got our own Retromania 2 in Croydon. And then we've got Revival in Wolverhampton. And, we've got NERG as well where is it? Newcastle and Tynham, I think, Gateshead.
Oh, Gateshead. That should be near the one of the biggest shopping centres in the country, near the Metro Centre. So yeah, I know Gateshead very well. It's up the A1.
So yeah, Glenn, what was going to ask you then? I was going to ask you, do you think you'll ever come back to podcasting, or is that you officially retired then?
Well, I tell you what I honestly feel like, Andy. I feel like I talked about everything I wanted to talk about when it comes to retro gaming. And I feel like what I need now is to do up the house and get some time to rediscover retro games. Mm-hmm. Get playing them, get the feel of them, get to play for them properly, and get myself recharged. And if I ever feel like I recharge, I'd like to come back and probably one off now and again podcast. You know, I might one day return. I'm not going to say it's goodbye forever. But what I'm going to say is it'd be nice to have some time away from it.
I completely understand, mate. I completely understand. All right, so what we'll do now, Glenn, we'll have a little bit of a break, and then what I'll suggest is, why don't you suggest a retro tune we can put in?
A retro tune? You know, what about the intro to Chaos Engine?
You know what? That is a great choice. I'm kind of glad you didn't say Quick Snacks. All right, guys, sit back and enjoy Chaos Engine on the Amiga. So, Glenn, we've done that. Now, let's try and do one of my favourite parts of the show. It's called Name the Game.
Oh, I got to do this for the last time. Sweeney.
Come on, mate.
Name the Game.
Fantastic, Glenn. Okay. So, I'll do it first, and then we can reverse it then. So, I thought of a game, Glenn. Now, can you name the game?
Right. Was it an 8-bit game?
Yes.
Was it a shooter?
Yes.
R-Type?
No.
So it's a shooter then. Does it involve space?
No.
No. Does it...
Well, sort of, but not quite.
Sort of, but not quite.
Yeah.
Sort of, but not quite. It's... Turrican?
Yeah, bang on.
Yay! That's good for me.
My God, I don't know how you knew that. How on earth did you guess
because,
that?
Because I remember playing Turrican on the Commodore 64, and that was a brilliant game.
Mm.
And when you said sort of, I thought, Well, it was on the Amiga as well, this game.
Ah,
it was
okay.
Really good on the Amiga. Now let me think of a game.
Right, but before you think, I'll give you some time. While you think of a game, I want to quickly say that, I've got a couple of hundred of C64 games, which Steve, Starship UK, he's an event organizer. He gave me loads of C64 games, so, I'm ever grateful for that. And Turrican is one of the games that I'm going to try and play when I get the opportunity. All right, so have you thought of a game?
Now, I've got to think of a game. What game can I think of? I got a game. Okay, Andy?
Go for it, Glenn. Alright, so let's have a look. Is that an 8-bit game?
No.
Is that an arcade game?
No.
Is that a 32-bit?
No.
16-bit?
Yes, it was on a 16-bit system.
Was it on the Amiga?
Yes.
Was it on the Mega Drive?
I think it was on the Mega Drive, yeah.
On the Super Nintendo?
Yes, definitely.
Right, okay. Is it a platformer?
Kind of like a platformer.
Is it Flashback?
No.
Is it Another World?
Yes, well done, Andy.
There we go. we've done so many podcasts together, we can sort of like guess what game the other person's talking about. It's pretty amazing.
What made you think of Another World, Andy?
Well, it's when you said it was on the Amiga, and I know you're a big fan of that game, Glenn. And I remember, then you said it was like on the other systems, the other consoles. And then when I said, is that a platformer? And that straight away gave me the thing, like, it's a platformer-ish stroke shooter stroke puzzler.
Yeah.
And I thought it was one of those two, because I know you quite like both of them.
Yeah, especially Another World. That was one of the few games I ever completed on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah. I mean, do you think you're ever going to have the chance to finish a game again?
I don't know. I don't know, Andy. Well, when I get the games room all sorted and done, and put all the canvases up and get it all sorted and nice, mm-hmm. it may be a room I like to go in and visit more. Especially when Jackie's doing her things downstairs. Like at the moment, you know, there's no more my dad bringing me suppers upstairs anymore. I'm defending for myself now. I'm living with Jackie now. In the house, she's downstairs, she's painting the skirting boards. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, in the real world now.
It's crazy though, because when we first started doing the podcast, I remember, like, we all used to laugh and giggle about it, is because we'd be in mid-recording and then your dad will come in and ask you if you were warm enough or whether you needed a cup of tea, your tea was ready.
But I tell you, living at home is a lot cheaper. But living away from home is a lot more independent.
Yeah, no, I can imagine, mate. I can imagine. But what was I going to say to you then? When is the big day then? Because you're engaged with Jackie. Have you set any dates when you're going to get married?
Well, there's one big thing, Andy. It begins with the letter M and it ends with Y. Money.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is that the houses in, like, London and places like that, the prices are going through the roof. But up in the north, they're not so bad. It's about £100,000, this house. Mm-hmm. And it's like a three-bedroomed house. And it's an ex-council house as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that the reason why it's like £100,000, because it needs little things doing to it. It needs central heating installed. It needs... the roof needs doing in the future, and all sorts of things need doing. The trees also need doing in the garden.
Mm-hmm. But it's good though, because you make it your own, you know.
Yeah.
You finally, you know, got your own place. Do you see yourself living there forever, or is this like a stop-off thing where you end up selling it and then getting something else a bit different?
Well, where my house is at the moment, it's very convenient for me. It's near my work, it's near my mum and dad's, it's in a nice quiet area, so... For now, I feel like it's nice. I like to stay put.
Have you had the chance to go to any sort of seaside towns like Bridlington and play on the arcades, or is that just like a long distant memory?
Well, my girlfriend's mum and dad owns a caravan.
Yeah, remember you saying that.
At a caravan park. So having a caravan weekend, it's not going to cost me an arm and a leg, because Bridlington is about an hour away from here, about an hour and a half away from here. So, like, now and again, I go to Bridlington and, you know, I just relax and go around and play arcade games. And actually, in Bridlington, there's a good retro game shop. I don't... actually, I got a funny story to say about that. They have this retro game shop in Bridlington. It's on the main road.
Yeah.
And, I went in and had a browse around the retro game stuff. And, honestly... I just came across this weird guy, and all of a sudden he went, do you have a Mega CD? And I went, oh no, but I haven't, no. And he said, oh, I remember I used to play on that and everything. And then he says, oh, I went back in the day, I had a Spectrum, and it was 64K. And I went, huh?
What?
But they never, I didn't correct him, because I'm not that kind of person. I'm not a real person, but I feel like turning around and said, they never... To my knowledge, and they never made a 64K Spectrum.
But yeah, Glenn, I'll tell you what. I mean, like I said, I want to just tell you and all our listeners as well that the reason why my voice has gone a little bit quiet is I don't want to wake up the baby. I've already woken up the baby once before. But yeah, I'm going to miss recording with you, Glenn. I think like Swaney as well is going to miss, like, you know, because we all started the podcast together, and it's just like a journey that we took it from the beginning where we only had a couple of hundred listeners and to the point now where we've got thousands. And it was a great achievement when we managed to get to the number one in the iTunes charts. Yeah, I mean, how did that make you feel when you heard about that?
Yeah, it makes me feel... it makes me feel good. I'm glad I can entertain so many people and make so many people happy. And that's the main thing with me. I just like that so many people enjoy listening and continue to listen, even though I'm not going to be around. I still like people to continue to listen and support the podcast. It's still full of great people. And when I get the time, I will catch up with all the previous episodes and have a good comment on them.
That'll be fantastic. Because, I mean, since you've gone, we've started doing the live tour. We've got loads of new hosts. We've interviewed loads of retro legends like Matthew Cannon, Chris Hulsbeck. Who else have we interviewed? Stu Cambridge, loads of different people, and we're interviewing John Hare, and we've got loads more things lined up, and my head is just filled up with so many crazy ideas, and I've got loads of things lined up for later on this year and for next year, because that's the way I do things, Glenn. I always plan ahead. You know, it was last year I started thinking about the tour, and we actually made it happen. So, really enjoying that. I think what we'll start doing, Glenn, is start running the podcast up. You know, it's going to be, it's a shame that you're leaving the podcast. I mean, like I said, we're all going to miss you. I mean, what would you like to say to the team or our listeners? And
well, I like to say to everybody, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Everybody will listen to me during the past, I think about a couple of years now, or at least 3 years, 4 years, and I'm so glad I can make you smile and entertain you, and as well, it's a big thank you to Andy and Sweeney who brought me into the podcast, and I've really enjoyed expressing my views and expressing the games I've played, but now I feel like that I come to the end of it now, and I feel like it's time for me to take a breather, a break, and basically, I like to listen to what other people got to say about the video games now, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of people had different experiences to me, and it'd be nice to listen to them.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, mate, I'm going to miss recording with you because, throughout these last couple of years, you've become like a friend. I see you as a friend because, I've seen you grow as a person. I've seen you sort of be this youngster, didn't have a girlfriend, got himself a girlfriend, he's engaged now, he's bought himself a house, you collected a few systems and so on. And I've seen that change in you, and I feel like I've really gotten to know you. You stayed at my house, you helped me with the event that I ended up doing. And it's just it's going to be a shame that it was an opportunity that we used to do to talk to each other, and it was always fun catching up with you. And don't get me wrong, I'm happy for you that you've got all these things in your life, but I'm going to miss you, Glenn,
Yeah, well, I'll miss you too, Andy, but it doesn't mean we lose contact.
Definitely, mate. So, yeah, I think what we'll do then, mate, I just want to thank you, Glenn, for actually being part of the podcast, for coming back for one last podcast. I'm sure our listeners are going to absolutely love it. They're all sad that you're actually leaving us. But again, they're all happy for you at the same time. So, yeah, say your parting words to our listeners, England.
Well, I'd like to say my final goodbye, everybody. Take care and keep it retro.
Thanks very much, buddy.